This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Wow. Okay, today's Mishnah number 762 in our series is dedicated Lili Nishmas, my dear mother, Esther Bat Maimon, Aleha Shalom. My parents were wonderful people, and they should have a lot of Gan Eden and B'Meretz Yosher. We're learning today about wine, about grapes. Where did they get the grapes, the grapevines, the wine that was used in the Beit HaMikdash for the Nisachim, for the libations on the altar, on the Mizbeach? So we're in Seder Kodshim now, and we're learning Masechet Minachot, Perek Chet Mishnah Vav. Okay, so that is the focus of this Mishnah. And I want to thank our sponsor for today's program, Chaim Lax. It should be a Zechut for his parents, Kalman Ben Chaim and Shendel Bas Mama Frimid, Zichrono Lebracha. So there are many vineyards in Eretz Yisrael, but for the Beit HaMikdash, they had to search for the most superior quality grapes and wine. They would not dare to put inferior quality grapes on the Mizbeach, but we could see that sometimes that was okay if it was done b'diavad. Okay, so we're going to mention different locations in Eretz Israel which would be used for the purpose of the wine libations. Says the Mishnah, Uminayin hayu mevin et hayayin. From where did they bring the wine that would be used in the Beit HaMikdash? This has to be the best, the finest, the choicest wine. So it says in Mishnah, Kirutim v'hatulim alfa liyayin. The place is called Kirusim, or Kirutim, and Hatulim, wherever that was alfa liyayin. Alfa is a Greek word for meaning aleph quality, grade A quality. Shnielahen, that was the most preferred one, but after that, if you can't get from those places of Kirutim and Hatulim, then Beit Rima or Beit Lavan Bahar, you can get from Beit Rima and Beit Lavan in the mountain area, or Kfar Signa Babika, or from the place Kfar Signa, which was in the valley. So there was vineyards found in the mountain region and in the valley that could also be preferable. But says the Mishnah, Kol ha'aratzot hayu kishirot ela mikan hayu mevi'in. Really, you could bring it from all the lands, but these were the ones that were generally preferred and chosen. Ein mevi'in lo mibet hazevalim. We do not bring wine from places that had to have fertilizer in the field. Velomi beit ha-shalachin, and not from fields that had to be irrigated manually with water. Velomi mash nizra b'nehen, and not from vineyards that had other vegetables planted between them. We're not talking about Kalayim now. We're just talking about that it should be an area that was really specifically for vineyards of him. Hevi kosher. So again, better not to bring from vineyards that were fertilized or irrigated, or if they were from fields that had other vegetables in that field, in that area. Rather, l'chatchila should be from, says the Mishnah, from regular vineyards. Says the Mishnah, Ein mevin el yaston v'mhevi kasher. You see, vineyards need support sometimes. So, says the Mishnah, don't bring from a vineyard that's called an Eliasin, actually. V'mhevi kasher, if you did, it's okay. So that was basically, Eliasin wine was a type of wine where the was produced from cut grapes that were hung in the sun to sweeten them. Says the Mishnah, better not to use that, but if it was used, it's okay. Ein mevin yashan. We don't bring old wine that's older than 12 months. Divi Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. V'chachamim machshirin. Now Rebbe holds, I like it when it's less than 12 months because then it has a bright red. Once it gets older than 12 months, it loses that sharp redness. But Chacham said it's okay. Says the Mishnah, Ein mevin lo matok v'lo mehusham v'lo mevushal v'mhevi pasul. Don't bring wine that was sweet. Some say that means it was less than 40 days old. That's a shayla. But some say it was sweetened. Don't use wine that was sweetened or smoked. Don't use wine that was smoked. And don't use wine that was cooked. Those type of wines are not good. Sweetened wine, smoked wine, or cooked wine. And that's why you should try to make kiddush on Shabbat with wine that's not mevushal. Because you want wine that's roi for the Mizbeach. Rabbi Belsky Zitzal used to always make sure in camp that he always had a bottle of non-mevushal wine to be used for Kiddush. Okay, that's l'chatchila. That's preferred. V'mhevi pasul. Now, if someone did bring sweetened wine or smoked wine or cooked wine, it would be pasul. Now, there is an opinion that holds you could even technically be yotzei with wine that was just taken out of a vat. Says the Mishnah, Ein mevin min adaliot, ela min arogiliot, min akramim ha'avudim. Don't bring from espaliers. Espaliers are basically when the vine was hanged for support, let's say along a wall, because they produce inferior quality grapes. Ela min arogiliot. Rather, you should bring from the trailing vines, min akramim ha'avudim. And from well-cultivated vineyards where they made sure to make holes around the stalks to enhance the irrigation and the aeration so that it could really grow beautifully. May be zeche to see the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash in our lifetime, and the Hashem should get nachas ruach from our work. Echad amarbe v'echad amamit v'avad sheichaven libo. L'shem Shemayim should be a zechut also for my father and father-in-law in Gan Eden. If you would like to sponsor a class for 101, please contact me at 347-967-9138 or youlovetorah@gmail.com. That's the letter youlovetorah@gmail.com.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.